Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. The Vikings and Lions do battle coming up shortly. First, the DraftKings Extra Point, where we go to Detroit for an adversarial update. Here is their talented play-by-play guy, Dan Miller.
All right, guys, the Lions have been through some tough times since we saw you last. They did manage to pick up their first win this past Sunday, and that was big because it allowed them to breathe a little bit and now set their sights on getting some consistency going. That won't be easy against the Vikings. Enough history here that everybody understands the type of challenge this is going to be. In the most recent game between the two teams, the Vikings really beat up Matthew Stafford.
Trips right, one receiver left, as Stafford is sacked by Everson Griffin.
The offensive line has to be better, and the hope is they will after they put up their best effort of the year against the Bears. That allowed them to run the ball a bit, opened up the field, and they got some chunk plays. All of this has to continue if they want to win this game. They have been offensively challenged for much of the year, and while they showed some good signs against the Bears in putting up 37 points, this is a better defense they'll be dealing with on Sunday. On the other side of the ball, it's not hard to figure out. Every team looks to stop the run. That's even more important when you face the Vikings. Here's what the Lions didn't do last time. They didn't slow Peterson down. And they never forced Teddy Bridgewater to make plays where it was all on him. Key to success here in my mind, make Bridgewater uncomfortable. See if you can force a few mistakes. Now, that's every week in this league, but in particular when it's a young quarterback playing on the road. It's always fun playing divisional games. Big question around here, whether or not the Lions can put together two good ones back to back. Safe travels to all of you. Look forward to seeing you when you get here in the D.
You know, it's interesting as Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com joins us for the Verizon winning formula. When you talk about the Detroit Lions, and Dan mentioned they ran well in a victory over the Chicago Bears. On a day, Calvin Johnson had 166 receiving yards.
Right, so you see an all-around approach from the Detroit Lions. That's nothing that you want to see as the opponent coming in to play them. I mean, Matthew Stafford dropped back 50 times, had 42 passing attempts. But on top of that, you have a good rushing day for the Lions. So they've showed the ability to do both things. Now, when you talk about the Lions, I still think offensively you talk about their passing game. They have Calvin Johnson. They have Golden Tate. That's about as good as you're going to do. Both guys, very good all-around receivers. I think Matthew Stafford is a handful. The Vikings did a great job of handling him earlier in the season. A big reason for that was because they pressured him.
He only was sacked one time, but he was completely battered, so much so that he had injured ribs after the game, and it kind of hindered him into the Lions' third game of the season. In that game, the interior pressure provided by Linval Joseph, Tom Johnson, and Sharif Floyd, specifically against Lions center Travis Swanson, I feel was a winning formula that day.
I think you're right, and Sharif Floyd is coming off as good of a game as we've seen from him, I think, against the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, the play he made on fourth down.
Fourth and short from the six, handoff West. He didn't get it! He was stopped beautifully by Sharif Floyd!
I thought Sharif played great, and that the Vikings defensive line play as well as it did, Paul, against the Chiefs without Everson Griffin, I think is a good sign of how things are going up front. I think the O-line, D-line matchup is absolutely key.
Absolutely agree. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. Speaking of the road, the Vikings only have 5 road wins since the beginning of the 2012 season. That has to change today against the Detroit Lions. From the Xfinity Studios and for all of us here at Vikings Game Plan, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.